Is your daily life chaotic or calm? Are you being beaten up by life, or are you enjoying a blessed life? These are two of the most important questions you can ask yourself on a daily basis. Our answer to these two questions reflects a lot about how we think. Why? Because the way we think builds our beliefs. The way we think establishes our expectations. It amps up our attitudes. It molds our moods. It predicts our performance. It determines our destiny. I'm Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, and I want to share some hope for today about how to enjoy a blessed life. I've taught people for years this little saying to help them understand this biblical truth: sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. This thought comes from the Bible. In Proverbs 23:7, the King James Version of the Bible says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." What we think determines our destiny. If we want a blessed life, we will have to think the thoughts of the one who chooses to bless us when we act on his thoughts. God has a plan of blessing and of life abundant for you, for me. Are we listening to his ideas and directions? When we sow the thought, we ultimately reap a destiny. It might be today that you realize it's time for you to follow Jesus and to enjoy the blessings he gives to those who change the way they think, to seek God's understanding in your thoughts and in your life. You can get that new life by saying these words to Jesus Christ. Why not say them with me right now? Forgive me for not following you and applying your words to my life and purpose. Forgive me for living my own life. Free me from the slavery of my sin. I am choosing to be totally committed to following you. Lead me as I listen to you. If you said those words and meant them, Jesus has forgiven you. Now comes the proof of what you said, following him. Just like you would never want your loved one to betray you, so Jesus never wants you to betray him for another. So, get in a good Bible teaching church this week. Open up your Bible and read through it each day. Check out our resources to help you grow, found on our website. Hope for Today is part of the ministry of Eagles in Leadership. If you would like to know more about the hope God gives in his abundant life through Jesus Christ, I would invite you to check out our website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eaglesinleadership.org.